questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, this is your host Musa al-Bahadili, and you are now listening to the program Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. Joining us in the studio today, as usual, is our dear friend Sheikh Murtada Karimi, who is an Islamic researcher at the Seminary of Qum. Dear Sheikh, I welcome you and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, dear Sheikh. Today we have a very important theological question. Many people, they sort of question this whole story of Adam and Hawa alayhum assalam, Adam and Eve in English, about how logical it actually is if you sit and think about it. Because we believe, because they say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our God, he threw Adam out of paradise because he ate one single apple. And then he says to Adam, or to the human or humankind at all, I will then send after you 124,000 prophets to try and get you back again to heaven, to paradise. Is that really logical if you actually think about it?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This question is based on two presuppositions. The first one is that had not Adam eaten from that fruit, be it apple or anything else, he and Eve would have been remained in paradise.
Right.
This is the first presumption. And the second presumption is that that paradise was the eternal paradise.
Right.
And both of them are wrong. So first of all, whether Adam and Eve, they ate from that fruit or not, the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was them to live on the earth. And there are a couple of verses which prove that. So even if they did not eat that apple, the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was for them to come to the earth and live on the earth. So that place was only a temporary place for them to live. So to think that they were going to continue living in paradise if they didn't eat from that fruit, this is a wrong understanding of the story. Now, there are, as I mentioned, a couple of verses proving this point. First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that before creating Adam, إِنِّي جَعَلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً, I'm going to put a caliph, a vicegerent, whatever, on the earth.
On earth.
On earth.
Right.
Not so in paradise.
That's why it was created.
Yeah. So this is very clear from this verse that from the beginning, the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to create human being on the earth. And that place was only,
a temporary residence.
Just for teaching Adam some issues. In chapter Baqarah, when this story is also mentioned, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Adam the names, and then according to some narrations, the names were related to this world, the names of different places, different items, different fruits, and so on and so forth, to tell the angels that he has all the capabilities to become the caliph of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the earth. Now, the divine test was that for Adam and Eve to stay for a short time on that place, which we will prove that this was not, that was not the eternal paradise, to know more about their enemies on the earth. وَقُلْنَا يَا أَدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةِ وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا. We said to Adam that you may leave you and your wife in this garden. You may eat anything, but وَلَا تَقْرَبَ هَذَهِ الشَّجَرَةَ فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. You shouldn't approach that tree. Now, this verse has another message that Ya Adam, O Adam, أسكن أنت وزوجك الجنة. Only you and your wife stay in this Jannah. Let's imagine that it was the eternal paradise. Of course, this is wrong, but let's imagine.
Right, let's just presume.
Yeah. It was only meant for Adam and his wife, not for other human beings. So we shouldn't think that if they didn't eat from that tree, now we were living in that Jannah. No. Allah says that only you and your wife are going to stay in this Jannah, not other people.
Right.
So, again, the next point is that we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not unjust, so He cannot punish us for, if we may call it, an act of disobedience which was committed by Adam and Eve. It is against the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the first point. We shouldn't think that had Adam and Eve had not eaten from that tree, they were going to stay in that place
forever.
Right. No, they were meant to live on the earth. This is the first point. The second presumption of this question is that that garden, that Jannah, was the eternal heaven. And again, if they didn't eat from that tree, from that fruit, now we were in the eternal paradise. This is wrong, and there are a couple of points which prove that it was only a garden, and according to many scholars, it was a garden maybe in this world, in
perhaps even on earth.
Right. And not for sure it was not the eternal paradise. Why? There are many points that prove that. First of all, according to verses of the Quran and the narrations, Satan has no way to go to the eternal heaven. But according to this story, Satan was able to enter that garden
and talk to them and deceive them
as well. Right. So it shows us it shows that it couldn't be the eternal heaven.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Second of all, the eternal heaven, the name is telling us that this is eternal. Whoever enters that, then he will be there, or she will be there forever.
The concept of khulud.
Exactly. Right. There is no exit from that. The next point is that the eternal heaven is given because of the fact that you have done something good. You have been a righteous person. But Adam and Eve, they had not done anything to have the, this reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, this shows that this cannot be the eternal heaven.
Right.
The next point is that, according to some stories and some narrations, Satan deceived Adam by saying that if you eat from this tree, then you will be eternal. So it means that Adam knew that he will not going to stay there eternally. So
in
he
heaven.
Was looking for a way for being there eternally.
Right.
Again, it is showing that this cannot be the eternal heaven, and that is why he was deceived.
Right.
This had been mentioned in some narrations from the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt. For example, it was asked from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam about that Jannah of Adam. He said that that was one of the gardens of this world, which had the sun and moon, and had it been the eternal heaven, then Adam could not exit from that.
So the Imam alayhi salam, he actually says that this garden was on earth.
Yeah. So the point is that to begin with, we were not supposed to stay in that eternal heaven. Neither Adam and Eve were staying in that eternal heaven. It was only, a garden for them to be tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be taught by God, for them to know their real enemy who was right. Satan, so that when they come to the earth and they live on the earth, they know more about their real enemies.
So it was a lesson.
It was a lesson. So I think having said that, the answer to this question is clear. It was not the eternal heaven, so that the questioner may say that we were there and now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expelled Adam and Eve and then sends 124,000 for us just to come right. back there. No, we were not there. Adam and Eve were not there. Then why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent all these many prophets? It is another story and another discussion of the right. philosophy of sending the prophets and the imams. So the point is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam and Eve from the beginning to live on the earth. And the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires that if he is creating human beings, and the wisdom requires that he needs to send the guides for the human beings.
Of course.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Noble Book of Quran that when min ummatin illa khala fiha nadir, for all the nations we have sent a warner.
A prophet.
A prophet or a vicegerent of a prophet, any kind of warner to tell them right. about God. So this is just to put it in a nutshell, the whole philosophy of sending the prophets. So as human beings, we are in need of some guides from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show us the right path. The history of human beings has shown that the intellect is not enough for guiding the people toward the right path.
Right.
We are in need of all these 124,000 prophets to show us the right path, and they are going to lead us to go to that eternal heaven. So we were not living in that eternal heaven. Adam and Eve also, they were not living in that eternal heaven.
Right.
And that is why, as I mentioned, the basis of the question is wrong, to say that if they didn't eat from the tree, they were there, and now we were there. No, they were not in that eternal heaven.
In the first place.
And second of all, they were meant to live on the earth too. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them to live on the earth. Even if they didn't eat from that fruit, they were going to come and live on this planet earth.
So, dear Sheikh, they ate from the fruit, and as a consequence, they were kicked out, thrown out of this garden, whether it be on earth or someplace else. But is it a sin that they ate from this fruit? Because Adam is a prophet, he is infallible. So did he sin by eating from this fruit?
There is a disagreement among the scholars, and mainly the Shia and Sunni scholars. The Sunni scholars mainly believe that it was a sin committed by Adam. The Shia scholars believe that, no, we believe that the prophets are free from any kind of sins, even before the prophethood, and it was tarke aula, which means that living what is preferred. Why Shia scholars consider it as a tarke aula and not a sin, I think we may discuss it in another session.
Well, because we do not have enough time for today, I would like to thank the dear Sheikh for answering this misconception and for clarifying it for our listeners.
My pleasure.
I would also like to thank the dear listeners for tuning in. Until next time, fi amanillah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن